Live Unscripted on Spin Now with Katie.
It is that time of the morning where I bring you this week's special guest, and I'm so excited to catch up with Rachel Hennessy, the host from Happy Days podcast. Rachel, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. I came across your podcast the other day and I'm absolutely loving it. I suppose I'll kick it off this morning by asking you, what inspired you to start your podcast?
So I have a business called Happy Days. So it's a dress rental business based in Dublin, but we service the whole island of Ireland. So that's about 3 years old now. And the kind of vibe of the business is obviously dress rental, but it's all about like positivity and happiness. And if you come into our store, it's really bright and everything. And I was on another podcast about a year ago now. And the lady was just saying how it kind of helped her business. So I was like, oh, that's kind of something different to do to kind of promote your business. And then it kind of spiraled from there. And it's actually not about rental at all. It's just kind of positive stories all about the happy days and our guests' lives. And our guests also have the same questions, but actually all their answers always end up so completely different. So, it's just all about positivity. And I know, I think there's a lot of kind of doom and gloom out there at the moment, so it's just to kind of take a break from all that and kind of listen to positive stories, and hopefully as people listen they kind of think about their own answers and their own happy days in their lives.
I love that, being grateful, number one thing to do when you wake up every morning. So you wouldn't have had any prior experience in media or storytelling or podcasting before starting this?
No, I actually had none. So I signed up actually to the local enterprise office to do a kind of course on like how to start a podcast. It's not like how to, you know, do it in terms of like the media part, but just like the technicality part of it. So I signed up and did that. That was a couple of hours. And that kind of just gave me at least a little bit of knowledge on how to maybe even go about starting it. But I kind of asked a few people that have done ones already, and I got loads of really amazing advice from people. And then what I really wanted to do from the start was record in a studio with audio and video. So I record in Collaborative Studios in Dublin, and Shane, who works there, has been like really supportive from the start and really helped me understand the whole thing.
It's really took off though, Rachel. And, you know, is it something that you're absolutely loving now, you didn't expect to be so passionate about?
Yeah, I love it. I just love having the chats with people. And I think I am definitely like look on the bright side of life type of a person. You know, when you're going through a hard time or whatever, I always try and think of like, how can I spin this in a good way? Or how what's kind of the meaning behind this that will always come out well in the end? So, and I just love chatting to other people about that. And I always feel so good after hearing other people's stories, like in person, and I can get really emotional. Like, you know, there's one question is what like was a sad day in your life and how did you get over it? And some of the answers, like, oh, people are like so raw and honest with what they share. And but every single person's story is like, it comes out on the other side and they're like, I'm actually really happy that that happened because, you know, I'm able to see life in a different way or whatever. So, it's just, I feel like really lucky then that I get to hear all those stories firsthand and then I get to share them.
I love it. I love podcasting. It's something, it's food for the soul, speaking to other people and hearing about their lives and their stories and their knowledge. And there's something so wholesome about that, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like we've had like, you know, people of all ages, genders, everything come on. And it's just nice even to get, you know, different points of view, especially of people that you might not, you know, cross paths with regularly. So, yeah, I think it's nice for other people to listen to that too.
Let our listeners know some of your favourite guests. And that's putting you on the spot now. I know. I know. But who were some of your favourite guests?
I love chatting to Bobby Kerr. He's obviously a radio host and has his own podcast as well. So I think that's the one I was most nervous about because obviously he's been doing it for years. I kind of know him. So I knew a little bit about him, but he was amazing. And he's like just had such an amazing life and shared so much of even like his, you know, stories all about growing his business. And it was just, he just had such interesting kind of like stories to tell and little anecdotes and things like that. So I loved chatting to him. Oh, I love them all. It's so hard to choose, but everyone was just so different. Like we had, you know, Hannah Tyrrell on, she plays for Dublin ladies football, and then we had Rachel Galvo on, who's a comedian, and she just, you know, some of her answers like truly shocked me. If you listen to the episode, there's one in particular where you can tell I'm literally shocked at her answers, but in a good way. Like, she's absolutely hilarious.
I love that, though, that, you know, it's impacting your life as well as your listeners.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's just, yeah, you definitely feel lighter and more positive after listening. So that's kind of, that's the feedback I've heard. So hopefully some more people get to listen and kind of feel that.
Well, something I've noticed with your podcast is you like to ask the questions about personal favourites. That's, it could be preferences like favourite foods, activities. You ask about life experiences, daily joys and ideal days. So are you ready now for me to flip the script on you?
No, I'm definitely not ready, but go on.
So I'm going to keep it broad, okay? So personal favourites, you can give me anything from your food, anything that your guest gives. I'm just flipping the script and I'm asking you that question.
Okay, so personal favourites, oh my God, food. Oh, I actually just love roast potatoes. Oh, my family will laugh so much when they hear me say that, but I could live on a diet of roast potatoes. And I think personally, I make the nicest roast potatoes. So I think that favorite food would definitely be them. Favorite movie? Oh God! Someone actually asked me this on one of the episodes, and I totally blanked. No, I love like the old school Marvel movies, like Iron Man and all those. I know that's ridiculous, but I just love kind of like action movies, which people probably wouldn't think about me.
I love that for you. So, give me a life experience. What do you think has impacted you? Is there an accomplishment that really stands out that you're super proud of in your life?
I think actually, to be fair, making the switch, like I worked as an accountant before, so I trained in KPMG and then I was working in Google, and I gave that all up then to start Happy Days, the dress rental business. And I think that's probably the thing I'm most proud of, because that literally did change my life. Like, myself and my husband talk about it all the time. Like, our life is so much more like interesting and varied, and like the amount that's happened in the last 3 years is just crazy. So I think that is, in particular, was one really big like life-changing moment in the absolute best way.
I love that. Absolutely love that. Daily joys, Rachel. Give me something simple. Pleasure. What makes you happy on the daily?
Oh, I love walking my dog. I live near the sea and we go for a walk every morning. I have a little three-legged golden retriever, so he gets a lot of attention when we're out walking because he's just like the happiest, smiliest dog. So that's definitely one thing. And if it's a blue sky day, I'm just set up for the day then, because it just makes me so happy when it's like a sunny day, which they don't come around too often. And then I love a coffee. A coffee or two in the day. I drink a flat white and I
who doesn't love a coffee?
Love
a bit of caffeine. A bit of caffeine.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, tell our listeners this morning where they can find your company, your clothing company, and where can they listen to you and your podcast episodes.
So we are happy-days.ie, and we're Happy Days Style on Instagram and TikTok for the rental business. And then the Happy Days podcast is also on social media as just the Happy Days podcast. And you can find us on Apple and Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcast.
Amazing. Well, Rachel, I hope this just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger for you. I absolutely love the podcast. And thank you so much for taking the time to join me on Spin Now this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to chat.